Well, three things for the young people particularly, but please everybody else listening as well this morning. First of all, of course, it is Remembrance Day. As we get towards 11 o'clock this morning, I'm going to ask you to stand with me for 2 minutes as we remember those who have died. Now, Sophie gave us a great answer this time last week, didn't you, about the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason and plot. Can anybody tell me what it is that we do on Remembrance Day? Sophie's hand shot up again. Go on, Sophie, what do we do on Remembrance Day? Nice and loud so even I can hear. Great, we remember the people who died in the wars. You must go to a very good school, or Mum and Dad teach you very well. That's great, thank you, we do. We remember those who died in the two world wars and those who died since in other wars as well. Those who were prepared to go somewhere else, to leave their home, to be soldiers, because they believed in peace, they wanted us to be able to live in freedom and enjoy all the things that we enjoy without being invaded by others who would take over our lives. And they thought that was such a prize, they valued it so much, that they were prepared to lay down their lives. And we're going to remember them when we come to 11 o'clock here this morning. What a sacrifice they were prepared to pay. It was often said that they gave their todays for our tomorrows. And we're going to remember those as well this morning who mourn when they consider those that they've lost in their families, who paid the price of dying. The second thing this morning is to remind you that there's still wars going on today. And in fact, I don't know what you were doing Friday. Perhaps you were at the fair. But on Friday, another British soldier died. He died in Afghanistan. He was only 22 years old, and his name was Jake Alderton. And Jake paid the price. On Friday, he died. He wasn't killed by a landmine or by a gun. He was tragically in a vehicle which simply rolled off a bridge. But Jake died at the age of 22. If you read the newspapers, you'll have seen what his family said about him. They said he was actually very happy to go to Afghanistan. Why? Because he was so concerned with the people there and their plight. He saw the poverty of their lives, and he felt something needed to be done, even if it meant that he laid down his life in the process. And so Jake went. He wasn't there very long, just a few months. And on Friday, he paid the price of his life for what he considers to be a good cause, that Afghanistan might be able to live in a freer land. I don't know how willing Jake Alderson was to die. I don't know how good the cause was that he died for. I don't know what difference his death will have made. But as we remember deaths today, I want you to remember the death that is above every other death. Jake went from Bexley across to Afghanistan. Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth. Jake was prepared to lay down his life and die for that cause. Jesus came from heaven not simply just prepared to lay down his life. Jesus came to die. And as I said, I'm not sure what effect Jake's death will have. But I know this, that the death of the Lord Jesus Christ has had a wonderful effect upon the lives of all of those who've come to believe in him. Jesus came into this world to die for us, to pay the price of our sins. And he came willingly to do that. Jesus never sinned. But he came to die for not good people. Jesus came to die for bad people. Jesus came to die for sinful people. Jesus came to die for sinners. And everybody who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ in their own heart, they know that when Jesus died, he died for them by name. And I'd encourage you today to think about not only those who've given their lives and paid a price for a good cause, but Jesus Christ who came to lay down his life for bad people, for rebels. The Bible says that you and I were all rebels. We all, like sheep, have gone astray and turned each one to his own way. But the love of God to us is shown in this, that Jesus came to willingly lay down his life. And you can have a part in that too, if you turn from your sin and believe upon him for yourself. You can know all of your sins forgiven. And you can know that the death of all deaths, the greatest death of all, have meaning in your life because it's the way by which you will go and spend forever with God in heaven.